This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
It's 8:38 already. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. It's been a fun show this morning. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere. So the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now, thanks to Fremont Bank.
Nice, Fremont Bank.
All right, so we begin with there was rain this morning and still cloudy overhead in most places, but yeah, it should clear off today. So, you know, while the forecast called for rain today, we are basically getting it now and should be done, and we'll move into no rain predicted the rest of the week. That said, Phil, the groundhog, saw his shadow, and that means we have six more weeks of winter. I know not a lot of us are traveling right now, although then again, I was out on the road over the weekend and saw tons of people out, so maybe there are travelers. I can't say. Most
just
days I'm here.
Just out for a drive.
But anyway, the East Coast getting hammered by snow.
Yeah.
I have friends in Pennsylvania and friends in New York, and they are all posting snowstorms. In fact, I can't think of his name right now. Our comedian from the Daily Show.
Paul
posted
Mercurio
himself out in a snowstorm, I think this morning. So anyway, there are storms if you're traveling that might cause you some issues or some flight delays or whatever. But here we're moving into
sunny skies,
decent weather as we head into Super Bowl Sunday, which is this weekend.
Yay.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, starring Tom Brady.
Go Chiefs! Oh, yeah. Woo!
We'll take Chiefs on the Kansas Chiefs City Chiefs. This is a home game. It's going to be in Tampa Bay, everyone. It's 3:30 game time on February 7th. That's this Sunday. We've mostly heard this before, but there is a push now for people. And I think this is mostly an East Coast thing. And I can understand why. The Super Bowl there starts at 6:30.
Yes.
But there's a push for people to get that day off.
The Monday.
Yeah. Half of people
I'm telling you, it's, you know, you go to a Super Bowl party on the East Coast and you're, you know, the game is at least until 10:30. Right? It's about a 4-hour thing and all the junk that they have in between. And then there you are. You've been drinking all day. And now, you know, don't drive home. Let's Uber home. It's just a late night. And get up. It should be a holiday. A lot of people call in sick anyway. And they, certainly if they go to work, they don't get anything done. Just give it a make it a holiday. Make it a national
that's
holiday.
A good point.
Well, anyway, that's coming up this Sunday. Go Bucks and go Tom Brady.
I think you mean go Chiefs. Sorry. Go Mahomes. Go.
So I have a question for you. This isn't exactly the hard-hitting news you're used to getting here on Alice, but
oh, that
I thought
is
this
true.
Was a fun subject.
All right.
So let me ask you this question, Sarah. Okay. I'll start with you. How is your husband listed in your phone?
John.
Like full name John last name, or just John?
Hold on. It's got to have his last name. He's a contact. He's just a contact in my phone. It doesn't say hubby, hubby boo.
Well, that bae. Is the story. So a lot of people have, I guess this was something that started. Let me see if it was on. Oh, it was on Twitter.
Even my mom and dad just have Ellie and Gentry. Do you have pet names?
I have Mom Hassan as opposed to Sandy. Mm. So, yes. No, my wife is just listed by her name.
Mm-hmm.
But I Not thought it was interesting that a lot of people, once this discussion came up on Twitter, a lot of people have different names for their partner in their phone. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Bryn, is your wife?
Yeah, it's just her name, her full name.
Her full name.
Mm-hmm, first and last.
But you can nickname anybody anything you want to, now that I think about it, because they don't see what you call them.
You could put anything you want. And instead of putting love chunks, you've put John Clark.
Right.
Right.
Love chunks. Oh, that's adorable. Is that what you call Christina?
No, that's what you chunks. Call John.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's your pet name for him again? I forget.
Boss Hog.
What the hell?
No, for real. I mean, what is it?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh,
I use it
on.
As a password. I'm not. I can't tell you.
Oh, for crying out loud!
What a good excuse.
Well, it's true.
So anyway, some of the things people wrote in here on the Twitter thing is, I had a full name for my husband, but I finally changed it to OK Cupid Guy Number 3 after 5 years of marriage.
That's hilarious. That's funny. Oh, I should change it right now and make it a cute little nickname. Can you do
my
that?
Husband has
you have to change the whole contact? Like, how can you change
just
it?
Just change the name
you
and
just
the contact.
Edit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just
yeah, you
edit.
You can also put emojis next to the names, too.
Oh,
that's another
stuff.
Thing that someone has written here. I have his name followed by 20 emojis.
I wonder what they are.
Another person wrote, my wife is not in my phone. She got offended and asked why, and my answer was, if there's one number I need to remember wherever I go, or that I remember wherever I go, it's yours. That still doesn't make sense why you're not texting.
It makes zero sense. Right. Why aren't you? I mean, are you not texting? Are you not? That's bizarre. Hmm.
I know in my wife's phone, the picture she chose for me that goes along with my contact. I don't know if she has a janky name for me, but the picture she chose totally sucks.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think I had put on her fake eyelashes and made a kissy face and texted it to her. Well,
goodness
she left
gracious.
Her eyelashes on the couch cushion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I went, oh, well, I'll just, and I put them on like kind of janky, just right there without a mirror, and then snapped a photo and sent it to her. And that is what lives in her phone forever.
Nice.
What? Nice.
Yeah. My really mom has two black eyes in hers and my dad has blood coming down his forehead and his.
What?
Well, they're old people. They get hurt a lot. So they send me the pictures of them all hurt. I'm like, there's your profile picture. Good one.
By the way, speaking of nicknames, everyone wrote in as I was talking about how my wife's going to leave me a coin purse and then you were going to make me one.
Yes,
and I
yeah,
said,
yeah.
Oh, why don't you just put my lady name on it? Everyone wrote in and said, dude, your lady name's Bonnie. Duh.
Oh, yeah, Bonnie. Mm. Oh, Bonnie. You know what? I should do that.
They're so smart.
God, our listeners just know all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie.
This is an interesting porch pirate story, as many of us
so
just
annoying.
Got through the holidays, and hopefully you didn't find yourself going, where'd that thing go? What the?
Did that thing
ever
show up?
Package was dropped off.
There's a picture of it sitting on my porch.
A woman named India Gardner in Detroit, Michigan, got home from work on Sunday and found the porch pirates had hit her house. But it wasn't that they'd stolen the boxes off her porch. They took the whole thing. The green wooden stairs, the railings, a small porch had been in front of her house, was completely missing. They took the whole thing.
Was it just like a set of stairs that was just sitting there? It wasn't attached to the house?
It sounds like they were easily able to pull it off. I don't know what that is, what kind of prank that is. But she's filed a police report. She wants her porch back.
Yeah.
So if you see a porch, walk by.
Well, how many
Indian
times
Gardner.
Have you walked out? You don't look down at the porch. You just walk out. There's
right.
no porch there. All of a sudden, you just fall down right on your face.
This story is both a reckoning of the past and also something that many of us grew up with. So I do it and I just think, all oh, right. God, too many of us grew up with movies like Porky's, where yes. these things were done. And you saw these things done and you went, oh, my God, I would love to look inside the ladies' locker room. Wouldn't that be great? Except, no, that's a total invasion of privacy and illegal.
Yeah.
On Saturday afternoon, the police in Stafford, Virginia, got a call from a gym after there was after there was an incident in the women's locker room. Uh-oh. A dude just crashed through the ceiling. It was a 41-year-old man named Brian Joe, who's a member of the gym, and apparently he'd gotten up into the ceiling and was using that as a way to spy on the women's locker room. Of course, then he broke through. He fell through the ceiling.
Did his pants around his ankles.
He didn't need medical attention, but he was arrested for burglary, peeping, and vandalism.
Yeah, that is... Boy, you are not wrong about anywhere there's a naked lady. You know, it's funny you bring up Porky's. We were talking about that the other day, just how many really awful things happen in that movie that these days people would go, you can't put this. That can't be in the movie.
None of those movies would hold up today. And,
no.
And I mean from like start to finish. They're just wrong in all the ways.
A Bible of misogyny. Just right. awful.
Right. Exactly right. How's my time? I'm good. Okay. Let me do a couple fast facts.
Fast facts. Yay!
In the 1300s in England, you already love it, right?
Like I'm totally with you, yeah.
One of the only ways for a woman to get a divorce was if her husband was impotent. Oh. So there was an actual job for someone who would inspect men's junk and determine... if their wives' claims were true and their divorce could be granted.
Ah.
I wonder how you test that, huh?
Well, I can think of a way or two.
You're going to do that for a living then?
You know, here's the thing, though. Impotence can come and go. Like, imagine, you know, some new person is going to test you for that. You're probably...
It's going to work.
You're going to pass the test.
Suddenly, you're going
to
be like...
I wonder
well,
if there's,
no,
like,
you...
some herb you can grind up to make someone impotent so you can divorce them.
Oh, look at you already working on the ways.
That's the only way.
Whiskey.
This guy's awful. Imagine that, like, you know.
Whiskey works, I'll tell you that. That's for sure. I don't feel any of this. And we're never going to finish, so let's call it. Anyway, the guy who started the sea shanty trend on TikTok, the 26-year-old postal worker from Scotland named Nathan Evans.
Yeah.
And you guys jumped on that trend big time.
Sure we did, yeah. Go to my Clarky Clark Instagram, and or actually to the at Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram. We've got the
there you go.
His sea shanty up there.
He's good. Gained such a following.
Yes.
He is joining Nathan Apodaca or Dogface or whatever his nickname was.
Mm-hmm.
He has gained such a following. He's quit his job, and he will be focusing on his TikTok sea shanties full time.
That's so funny. You know, he got signed to like Interscope or something. So he's, yeah, people are down with the sea shanty. They are cool, man. I really like it.
I thought this was interesting, although it's a guy that did it. So I feel like it's slightly lost on the people who would be find this most useful.
Okay.
So this guy, He's into spreadsheets, and he tracked his entire wardrobe for 3 years to figure out what he really needs. And he broke everything down by cost per wear.
Mm-hmm.
That's the price you pay for something divided by the total number of times you'll wear it.
Before it wears out. And
right.
You can get rid of it. Okay.
And so he came up with some tips to help you make your wardrobe more efficient.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Only buy what you need and love. Before you buy, ask yourself if you'll still love this item in 2 months. The goal is to have a closet filled with only your favorite stuff.
I went out with a girl
who was super into fashion.
Yeah.
And one of the things she used to tell me was, I'll pay $3,000 for one sweater and blow my whole budget, clothing budget, on the one thing I love before I'll buy a bunch of stuff from some random stores that I will have a million of. And she's like, I want the things I absolutely could wear every day.
That's it. You know, it sounds like a lot to wear to get a $3,000 sweater, but truly, if you only bought the things that you really love and that you know you'll wear and care
right.
for them, that's the other thing. You know,
that like, was the point, though.
You've got to, like... right. She makes sense.
Right.
But you've got to wear them. They can't just be like put away because they were so expensive. You've got to wear it and you've got to
right.
care for it the right way and really treat it like a $3,000 item.
But
that's
you can't, that's your point is very important, which is buying $2,000 shoes and never wearing them. What's the freaking point?
There is no point.
You got to
wear them.
If you wear
them twice, they cost you $1,000 a wear.
Right. Focus on use, not price. Expensive clothing might actually be cheaper long term if they're higher quality and last longer. So
right.
a better pair of shoes that will last longer gives you a better cost per wear basis. Avoid clothes with limited options. You might like that purple shirt, but you'll probably only wear it a couple times. I don't know.
Yay.
Unless you love purple.
Right.
Prince wore purple every day.
He certainly did. He was special, though.
Yeah, that's true. Know when to let stuff go also, this person says. Don't duct tape your clothes together. There is a point where it's time to say goodbye.
Right.
I'd agree with that.
There's that whole 1 year rule too. Like if you've ever gone through your closet and said, I haven't worn this in a year, you know, it would be hard to do that this year. I haven't bought a lot of clothes this year. Cause why? But, and I've only worn like maybe 4% of everything I have. I put on the same three pairs of sweatpants and the same three t-shirts and they get washed every 3 days. And then I wear them again. So it would be hard to apply the 1 year rule. If you haven't worn it in a year, you should get rid of it. Because no.
Actually, I just realized that story. This is not the time. Maybe when we get back to living, I'll find that story again and do it then.
There you go.
Our text number is 800-400. I mean, we really are just wearing sweats.
Honest to God. Most days, I don't even put shoes on. At some
Speak
point, I might put my Crocs. Oh, that's
oh,
true.
Right.
Some of us are wearing stuff.
Good on you, Nicole.
I don't even own a pair of sweats, to be honest.
What?
I really don't.
What do you lounge in?
Oh, what? Do you wear yoga pants?
Yeah, my jeans are yoga pants.
Oh, yoga
okay.
pants. Yoga pants are like sweatpants. They're the sweatpants of today.
Yeah.
They're so cozy, comfortable. God, mm-hmm. they have no waistband. They're more comfortable than sweatpants a lot of times.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Wife and I still talk about the time we went to Best Buy and the salesman was testing my wife's phone. He decided to call me by her contact name for me. Sales guy kept calling. Call my name, Lovey Baby.
Oh, lovey
cakes.
Baby.
call this guy's name, who he's not giving us, Lovey Baby Cakes. So the name is like Jim Lovey Baby Cakes. And he commented on how many hearts were next to it. He giddily enjoyed watching my phone ring every time he called me.
Well, that is embarrassing.
Baby cakes.
Yeah.
That's great. Vinny, so if you see a porch walk by me, spit out coffee. That's great. That's what I want you to do. Spit your coffee out every time.
Yeah. That's the goal. To ruin
my husband
outfit.
Is in my phone as husband with red heart emojis and the fist emoji. What?
Mm. Hot.
It. That's hot?
No. Nobody wants that.
Depends what you're into.
I don't even know what you're Please. Talking about. What do you do with the fist?
I just use the safe word. We can't talk about this anymore. We should probably break.
Okay. Yeah, we're late.
Finish up the text after this.
Sarah. And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.